The old playbook of transactional leadership is officially out. Today's world demands leaders who are agile, adaptable, and unafraid to take very, very bold action. It's no longer enough to follow the rules and hope for the best. Leadership now requires innovation, courage, and the ability to inspire your team to achieve the impossible. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where we shatter conventional wisdom, rethink the way we lead, and uncover bold strategies to supercharge your business projects. I'm Wayne Robertson as we walk through the massive shift happening in leadership today. This podcast is your backstage pass to understanding these changes, equipping you with the insights and tools to lead with confidence, agility, and purpose. And whether you're a business leader or a team member looking to thrive in this new era, we're diving deep into the strategies that work, and we're going to toss out the ones that don't. Get ready to explore what's next for leadership and learn how to embrace bold moves and break free from old habits, and then lead your team to greatness. So welcome to Ignoring the Rules. Let's get started. Hey, if you're a timid leader, don't worry. There's always room for you in the spectator section to watch those who aren't timid. And agile leadership isn't just a buzzword. It's the difference between steering a ship and sinking that ship. And leadership used to be about giving orders, but now it's about taking bold risks without ordering your team around and jumping ship. And if your leadership style doesn't bend, then it's about to break, because agility is the new armor. Today, I want to dive into the story of Emily, a brilliant, determined leader who discovered that clinging to outdated leadership methods was a recipe for disaster. Her journey from transactional manager to bold, agile leader is one you won't want to miss. She was a seasoned project manager in a mid-sized tech company. Her team respected her knowledge and appreciated her knack for organization. But Emily, led by the book, that her leadership style was transactional to the core. Tasks were assigned, deadlines were set, and if you didn't deliver well, there was a stern chat awaiting you. Well, for years, that approach worked well. Her team met expectations most of the time, but as the company grew and the pace of change in the tech industry accelerated, cracks in her leadership style began to show. Her team felt stifled, innovation slowed, and deadlines were increasingly missed. And to make matters worse, she started losing some of the best talent to competitors who offered not just flexibility, but something Emily hadn't yet embraced: a dynamic, empowering culture. And that is when she had her wake-up call. During a company leadership summit, the keynote speaker hammered home a simple truth. Transactional leadership was out, and extremely agile leadership was the future. And she realized her check-in-the-box leadership style wasn't cutting it. And what her team needed, and what all teams now needed, was a leader who could adapt, inspire, and make bold decisions in the face of uncertainty. Now, at first, this realization was terrifying. Emily had spent her entire career perfecting her ability to manage and delegate and enforce deadlines. Agile leadership felt kind of messy. It required vulnerability and letting go of control. Two things Emily had avoided like the plague. But Emily wasn't the type to back down from a challenge. Well, she started by listening to her team. She held candid conversations about what wasn't working, and they hurt. It wasn't fun. And she empowered them to share ideas and take ownership of their roles. And when a risky new approach to a project was proposed, Emily took a deep breath and said, "Okay, let's do it." Now, let me make sure you understand that it wasn't always smooth sailing. There were times Emily wanted to revert to her old habits. We all do that, especially when the projects veered off course. But through great self-control, she stayed the course, embracing agility over rigidity and focusing on collaboration over control. And the results? Well, her team started thriving. Productivity soared eventually, morale improved, and innovation flourished. And even upper management started to take notice, adopting her agile practices in other departments. Emily's story shows us leadership today isn't about playing it safe. It's about adapting to the ever-changing landscape of business and having the courage to lead boldly. The days of timid leadership are over. Teams need leaders who inspire action, embrace change, and foster trust. So, ask yourself, are you clinging to the past, or are you ready to lead your team boldly into the future? Now, when Emily realized that her transactional leadership style was holding her team back, she didn't just flip a switch and become an agile leader overnight. Impossible. Her transformation was deliberate, thoughtful, and frequently painful. Let's take a look at how Emily took on the challenge head-on and reshaped her team for success with this new idea of leadership. So first of all, the realization. She started by acknowledging that her leadership approach was no longer effective, and this is most important. You must talk to yourself. You must be honest with yourself. It's not working. The signs were everywhere. Disengaged team members, a lack of innovation, and rising turnover. And during a leadership seminar, she heard a phrase that struck with her. Leaders today must empower and not control. Now, that simple statement opened her eyes to how much she had been micromanaging her team instead of inspiring them. So the next step was to create a space for open, honest communication. And that's not going to come easy to a team that's not used to it. That's painful. She set up one-on-one meetings with each team member. And the goal was not to assign tasks, which she always did before, but to ask questions like, what's one thing we could do differently as a team to help you succeed? Or like, what roadblocks are keeping you from doing your best work? What would make your role more exciting and fulfilling? And the answer surprised her, because many team members felt undervalued and overmanaged. They wanted more autonomy, clear communication, and the freedom to take risks without fear or failure. So Emily knew that she had to make some big changes. And it all had to start with her. So after a lot of work, she figured out three key areas to work on. The first one, empowering rather controlling, a hard one to fix. Instead of assigning tasks with rigid instructions, she started setting clear goals and letting her team decide how to achieve them. She shifted her focus to outcomes and not micromanaging every step. For example, when the team worked on a new product launch, she let them divide responsibilities among themselves and set their own deadlines. Then she worked on collaboration and innovation. She introduced brainstorming sessions where every idea was welcome, no matter how unconventional, and some were quite weird. Now, at first, to be honest, her team was very hesitant. They weren't used to having their voices heard. But she consistently encouraged and implemented their suggestions, so the team became more confident. One game-changing idea came from a junior developer who suggested automating a tedious process. She championed the idea, and when it succeeded, she made sure to publicly celebrate the developer's contribution. Now she turned to risk and flexibility. She adopted an agile mindset by breaking projects into smaller, more manageable phases and reviewing progress regularly. She encouraged her team to experiment with new tools and methods, even if it meant risking failure. And when a pilot project fell short of expectations, she used it as a learning opportunity rather than a reason to criticize her team. And then she worked on building trust and accountability because she wanted to have that trust within her team. She had regular check-ins where team members could share their challenges and progress without any fear of judgment. She focused on being transparent about her own goals and her own challenges as a leader, which helped her team see her as more approachable. And then, to ensure accountability, she encouraged her team to set their own deadlines and commit to them. She found that when the team members felt ownership of their work, they were more motivated to deliver high-quality results. Well, after all this, she started having some success and growth. And one of the most significant changes that Emily made was shifting the focus from problems to achievements. So every Friday, she held a 15-minute wins and lessons session where the team celebrated successes, big or small, and discussed what they learned from the challenges that week. And this created a culture of positivity and continuous improvement. And it ended the week on a high note. Well, what were the results? Yeah, the transformation wasn't instant. It took time. But over time, the effects were pretty good. First, she saw higher productivity. Team members were more motivated and proactive, completing projects faster with fewer errors. Then they had innovation, the freedom to take risks that led to creative solutions and groundbreaking ideas. Then there was improved morale, because as Emily's team became more engaged and collaborative and excited about their work, their morale improved. And then the positive changes made Emily's team a magnet for talent, with other employees in the company eager to join, and she kept all of the current team together. No retention problems. For Emily herself, she became a more confident, agile leader. She realized that bold action doesn't mean always having the answers. It means empowering others to find them. And she also discovered that letting go of control wasn't a weakness. It was the key to unlocking her team's full potential. So Emily's journey shows us that transformation starts with the leader. By embracing agility, empowering her team, and stepping out of her comfort zone, she didn't just change her team, she changed herself. And that is the power of bold, adaptive leadership. So first of all, I want to talk a bit about the old-style transactional leadership, because we need to contrast the old ways with the new ways. Transactional leadership is a style focused on structured processes, clear hierarchies, and a system of rewards and punishments. And that really thrived well in stable environments where it was very predictable, it wasn't short time frames, and a routine dominated. The problem now is, in today's fast-paced, ever-changing world, this model has become increasingly ineffective. And here's why it's ineffective. First of all, there's a changing nature of work. The modern workplaces are defined by constant change, new technologies, global markets, and shifting consumer demands. Transactional leadership struggles in such environments because it relies on rigid structures that can't flex and adapt. And this inflexibility creates bottlenecks when quick, innovative decisions are required. And that leaves teams ill-equipped to handle dynamic challenges. Everybody's sitting around waiting. And today's work often involves creativity, innovation, and problem solving, not just repetitive tasks. Transactional leaders focus on compliance and task completion, which stifles the autonomy and creativity needed for high-performance teams. So what about managers? Transactional leadership emphasizes control, monitoring, and maintaining order, skills that are less valuable in environments that demand flexibility and collaboration. And to be honest, in some businesses, you need to have that. That's not for every business. But in some of the advanced ones these days, managers who stick to transactional methods often find themselves overwhelmed and frustrated as their traditional tools no longer produce results. And managers relying on transactional leadership often experience higher turnover rates on their teams because employees feel undervalued and disengaged. Constant micromanagement and a lack of empowerment lead to burnout for both managers and their teams. And leaders focused on transaction-based interactions miss opportunities to grow their team's potential. This limits innovation and undermines the manager's ability to meet long-term goals. So let's take a look at the impact on the actual team members themselves. Transactional leadership reduces team members to task doers rather than valued contributors. This approach fails to foster ownership, motivation, or a sense of purpose, and that leaves employees disengaged. And eventually, that leads them out the door. Disengagement leads to poor performance, lackluster results, and missed opportunities, and turnover. Now, teams led by transactional managers often become resistant to change. A just-follow-the-rules mindset discourages team members from embracing new methods or adapting to evolving circumstances. Transactional leaders focus on directives and task assignments rather than open dialogue. This lack of two-way communication can result in misunderstandings and missed deadlines and team members feeling unheard. And also, employees under transactional leadership are rarely encouraged to think outside the box or take initiative. Over time, this erodes their confidences, creativity, and the ability to tackle challenges independently. And so, to thrive in today's complex business environment, teams need agile leadership that focuses on flexibility, collaboration, and bold decision-making. Because agile leaders empower team members. You delegate authority and you trust the teams. Then that creates creativity, ownership, and motivation. And things take off. And also, leaders respond to new challenges and opportunities by creating resilient teams capable of thriving in uncertainty. And uncertainty is the only certainty we have these days. How do you like that? Also, you encourage innovation. Agile leaders create environments where team members feel safe to experiment and take risks. And through open communication, empathy, and shared purpose, they build trust and a sense of community. Transactional leadership belongs to an era of predictability, but today's world demands leaders who can think boldly and adapt dynamically. For managers, this shift means letting go of rigid structures and embracing flexibility, collaboration, and empowerment. For teams, it means moving beyond task-focused work to meaningful contributions that drive innovation and success. So, to sum it up, the old rules no longer apply. It's time to ignore them and embrace the future leadership. We've talked about the struggles of transactional leadership. Let's talk about agile. To be an agile leader, you need to be flexible. Adapt quickly to changing circumstances. You can't stick to rigid plans. You pivot when necessary and help the teams adjust. And agile leadership emphasizes breaking big projects into smaller chunks that can deliver results quickly, and then you continuously improve. Plus, everyone feels great because you see these things being knocked down and fixed. Agile leadership ensures teams can respond to new challenges without losing momentum. And this is so critical in industries where innovation and speed are the name of the game. Secondly, empowerment, trusting your team. The leaders need to shift from micromanaging to empowering team members to make decisions and take ownership. And by the way, they will make mistakes. Guaranteed. But that's okay. Because when people feel trusted, they step up, they innovate, and they solve problems without waiting for instructions. You can actually, as a leader, go on vacation once in a while. Empowered teams are more engaged, motivated, and creative, and they bring better ideas to the table and are more likely to achieve outstanding results. Also with Agile, you have visionary leadership. They inspire their teams by painting a compelling picture of success. They focus on the why behind the work, not just the what. And Agile leaders don't just react to change. They anticipate it and prepare their teams to stay ahead. Because when the teams understand the bigger picture and feel connected to it, they're more aligned, productive, and invested in the project's success. Also, it collaborates and has open communication. Leaders need to create environments where collaboration thrives. This means breaking down silos and encouraging cross-functional teamwork and active listening. It isn't just about giving directions. It's about listening to your team's insights and concerns, because projects fail when communication breaks down. Collaboration ensures that everyone is working towards the same goals and that problems are identified and solved quickly. You also need to have resilience and take bold action. Bold leaders aren't afraid to make tough decisions because they might be wrong or try new approaches. And these leaders stay calm and focused during challenges, setting the tone for their teams to do the same. So, what are the benefits based over transactional leadership? Teams are free to experiment. That leads to breakthroughs in processes, products, and services. Higher employee engagement. The employees are more valued, less likely to leave. And agile collaborative teams can overcome obstacles and deliver results faster and more efficiently. And businesses can respond to market changes and customer needs without falling behind. So leaders who prioritize trust, communication, and collaboration create happier, more cohesive teams. So the days of transactional leadership are mostly over. To succeed, businesses need leaders who can adapt, inspire, and take bold action. And replacing transactional leadership with an agile, empowering, and visionary approach isn't an option anymore. It is a necessity. So what about you? Are you ready to lead the change? Well, share your thoughts and challenges, success stories, because let's keep the conversation going. Hey, thanks for joining me on this episode of Ignoring the Rules. If today's topic struck a chord, or you've got a bold leadership story of your own, reach out and share it. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our upcoming episodes on breaking boundaries and leading with courage and building unstoppable teams. Until next time, let's keep on ignoring the rules. Keep leading boldly. Keep pushing forward. You've got this.